Morning. Today's daf in Menachos is Samech Ches. We are on Samech Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting with the Mishnah. Continuation of the Omer. Carbon Omer has been the topic of the sixth parak of Menachos, and our Mishnah now is just keeps going step by step, detailing every part of the procedure of the Havas Omer. On the 16th day of Nisan, as we've been discussing now for some time, since the beginning of the parak. Parak began on Samech Yom Amud Beis about 5 days ago. So on the 16th day of Nisan, so there is a mitzvah in the Torah to bring the Karban Omer. 16th day of Nisan also coincides with the second day of Pesach. So the bringing of the Karban Omer is an unusual mincha. We noted this already a number of times. It comes from barley, doesn't come from wheat, which is menachos come from wheat, and a number of notable exceptions. We have already gone through a number of steps in the procedure in terms of the harvesting and how much barley started off with, and the procedure of harvesting with three, and numerous issues that we dealt with. Obviously, we are more familiar with the Karban Omer is that it also begins the Sfirsa Omer, meaning from the time that we bring the Karban Omer, so we also start counting as well. In the meantime, with all this stated, with all this considered, so Bala Yisarin, so now we're already down to our Yisarin. We start with three saw of barley, and through sifting and sifting, so we got it down to now one Yisarin, so that is 10% of what it originally started off with. That's the fine sifted flour. And the Mishnah over here describes now we're going to put oil in the bowl together with Lavona, Yatzak Uvala, and then we are going to be pouring more oil on and mixing the oil together with the flour. Hinif, you do the mitzvah of Tanufa, which we already discussed earlier in the Masechta. A number of menachos require a waving, so this is one of them. Higish, you do the mitzvah of Hagasha, taking the entire mincha and having it come into contact with the mizbech on the southwest corner. Kamatz, there is a kamitza that's done, a fistful of the flour is then taken. Vehiktir, that kamitza is burnt on the mizbech. Vehashar nechal kohanim, and the rest of it is going to be consumed by the kohanim. Mishikar va'omer, and from the time that the omer is brought, yotzin u'motzin shuk Yerushalayim shehu malei kemach kali. Now, this opens up now our next big discussion in this parak, and that's the following. I know I haven't yet explained the line in the Mishnah, that I will in just a moment, but the following discussion. We know that until the Omer is brought, so we're not allowed to eat any of the grains that grew over the course of the year. So grains, any of the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oat, rye, so are going to be asur. In other words, just simply because they grew over the course of this year. In the course of growing over the course of the year, we'll give them a name, we'll give them a label. They're called chadash. It's new grain. And chadash asur min haTorah, and it's an issur in the Torah to eat any of the new grains. When can we eat these grains? Only after the Omer is brought. The Omer, the Minchas Omer, serves as a matir so that we can now eat all of the new grains. In fact, they're no longer new grains now. Once the Omer is brought, so it's no longer considered a chadash, but now it's considered yashan. Much more of this to follow. So now the Mishnah over here describes that the Shok Yerushalayim, the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, was filled with kemach kali, roasted wheat, or roasted flour, let's say. Shelob Ritzon Chacham and Divrei Meir. Now, amazing, right? That immediately after the Omer is brought, so now stores are opened up. That is amazing. In other words, now people can buy. But probably, let's give it our best guess, shall we? Meaning, if all the stores are now opening up immediately after the Omer was brought, so when was it harvested? Probably harvested, not today, right? Probably before Pesach. And in terms of not only being harvested, but also winnowed, selected, ground, meaning all the preparations of all this grain was done prior to the was done in advance. So that probably means now that a lot of time was spent preparing this chadash grain. Now it's chadash, which means that it's aser. So according to Reb Meir, so even though all the marketplaces opened up immediately after the Omer was brought, the Chachamim weren't excited about this. And the reason why is very simple. Because when should we start dealing with the new grains? Only after the Omer is brought. meaning maybe we'll talk more about this in the Gemara. Maybe there'd be an allowance to harvest it, but to go through all the procedures and step by step so that it's now prepared to eat prior to the Omer being brought, Chachamim aren't excited. And for, again, a really simple reason. Because once we start preparing it, so then we're going to come to eat it prior to the Omer being brought, and that's an Issur Torah. Good. So that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Amar, but so Chachamim Hayos, and Rav Yehuda says, no, the Chachamim were fine with it. They were totally okay with it for reasons which we're going to detail in the Gemara. Let's begin the Gemara. Gemara starts off, Velo Gazra, Rav Yehuda, Dil Ma'asa Lamecha Minever Aminu. The Gemara says, now Rav Yehuda, really interesting sheet. Rav Yehuda says, we're not worried. The fact that they, all the marketplaces were preparing in advance the Chadash grains, that's fine. It's not a big deal. To which the Gemara says, what do you mean, Rav Yehuda? Let's compare Rav Yehuda here to another Rav Yehuda that we have throughout Shas, and that is regarding Erev Pesach. Rav Yehuda Amar Bokinis or Arba Asar. So, Bedikas Chametz. So, we know the night before Pesach, the night before the Seder, so we have a mitzvah midrabanan that we go around our house checking for Chametz, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Now, the best time to do so, as outlined in the beginning of the Masechta Pesachim, is the night of. But let's say night up, for whatever reason, you didn't do it. So is it too late? No, not too late. Wake up the next morning and do bedika. And the Mishnah over here goes on to describe. So, Botkin or Arba Asar. So you check the night, right? The first sugi over there in Pesachim outlines and details how the word or actually means night, even though it means light. But, okay. Anyway, Uva Arba Asar Shachris. And if you didn't check the night out, so check the next morning. Uvishas Habir. And also at the time of beer, and meanwhile, what comes out over here is that you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, this is all a focus on Rabbi Yehuda, you could do bedikas chachamim, but only up to shas habir, only to the time of beer. Now, when is beer? If you take a look at the last Rashi in the Amud, b'shas shishis avamikan ve'elech lo yivdok, meaning up till the 6th hour of Erev Pesach. What happens after the 6th hour of Erev Pesach? Chametz now becomes Aser. And Rav Yehuda's basic position is, we don't want you checking for Chametz after the 6th hour. What if you find it? You may come to eat it. And so therefore, you only check up until the 6th hour, but not beyond that point in time. Now, Afilu, and Rashi goes on, Afilu lo badak bezmanu de gazvin mishum dilma asa lemeichel, kishem motzi bepesach. Rav Yehuda's concerned that if you end up finding Chametz on Pesach, so you may come to eat it. Now the Chachamim over there are not worried. The Chachamim say, look, you're hunting it down in order to destroy it. It's okay. You can, even if you're doing bedika on Pesach itself, on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, on Pesach itself, it's all good. It's all fine. But anyway, but again, that's the sheet of the Chachamim, but our focus is on Rav Yehuda. Comes out now that according to Rav Yehuda, don't search for chametz at a time when it's aser, you may come to eat it. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda say the same thing by chadash? Don't start preparing chadash before it's mutter, you may come to eat it. It's a strong question.
Is it an Issur Karis, the
chadash? No, just it's a law of the Torah. Okay, but still aser. So Amar Rabbi Shani chadash mitoch shlo, he tarta lo ela ayide kitov zacharhu. So the Gemara gives a couple of proposals. Proposal number one of the Gemara, that belonged to Rabba. Either it's either Rabba or Rava. But anyway, he says like this. Look, when we're going to be harvesting the Chadash, we're going to be doing so in an unusual fashion. The Gemara over here describes Kituv. Rashi says we're harvesting actually with our hands and not with a sickle. I don't know how much you're getting with your hand as opposed to the sickle. But anyway, the point is that even the allowance to harvest Chadash grains from the ground is only done through a shinui. So therefore, Zachor, who he's going to remember. So Amalei Abaye, Tena Chitzira Techina V'Arkadam, Ha'ikal Ameimar. So Abaye says, great, that's good for harvesting. So you'll have a shinui and a way to remember that we're not allowed to eat it yet. Gemara says, but there are other processes in the preparation of the grain. There is harvesting, there's grinding, there's sifting. So what are you going to say about all that? Answers the Gemara, Michael Amemar, Halokashet Chinah Berchai Diyada, Harkada Al Gabi Napa. So the Gemara says, okay, you'll do shinoim for the grinding you'll do by hand. By the sifting, you'll turn the sifter upside down. So you'll sift with an upside down sifter. You'll do a shinoi throughout to remind yourself that we're not allowed to eat it yet. Gemara says, okay, but I'm still, it's not a good enough answer. Why not? Because Beis HaShlachim D'Sharia Ketzira D'Nan, Kotzim Beis HaShlachim Sheba'amakim, Avalogo D'Shim, Ma'ikal HaMemar. You know that when we go out to the Beis HaShlachim are irrigated fields, so there we can harvest, and we can harvest as we normally do. Now, according to you, Rabbi, why? Why should we be able to do so? Now, question. The Beis HaShlachim, why are we allowed to harvest it in the regular manner? So if you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi offers a couple of explanations. Quotes the Beis HaShlachim Sheba Makim, I'm reading the Rashi inside. Second narrow line, now third. The Kevin Desadi Aveshahi, Im Mashu La La'acha Bishula Azla Le'ibud. So the Gemara says, look, it's already an irrigated field, it's a dry field, meaning it doesn't have a natural water source. We have to be providing the water. And so already it's very dry. And so what we do now is that we're going to have to wait until after the Omer is brought before we start harvesting. So it's going to dry and it's not going to be good. We're going to basically lose all those grains. Rashi offers another pshat. So Lishna Achrina, Ra'os Hain, it's inferior. Any grain that grows in an irrigated field is an inferior grain. Ra'os Hain ve'ein Omer ba mehen. These grains are not eligible for Omer, meaning the Omer is a carbon, and in general, whenever we bring a carbon, it's got to be from the best quality. So over here, these are inferior grains. In fact, we're going to see this a couple days from now. So in fact, if it's ineligible to be brought for the Omer, you can harvest it. If it's eligible to be brought for the Omer, you can't harvest it, meaning you can't harvest it for your own personal usage. Obviously, you will harvest it for the Omer. But the point now is that for the Beis HaShlachim, we're allowed to harvest it. So once again, now our attention, Rabbi says to Rava, so I don't get it. According to you, if we're harvesting the Beis HaShlachim as we normally do prior to the Omer, the bring of the Omer, why aren't we concerned that maybe someone's going to come and eat it? Elam Rabaye Chadosh Badomine Chametz Lo Badomine. So Abaye says, look, it's really a question of perspective. Year-round, for chametz, we eat chametz. In fact, we love chametz, right? It's delicious. So year-round, we eat it. And then all of a sudden, in Pesach, we have to shift our entire mindset, where now we've been eating it for 51 weeks of the year, and now for the 52nd week of the year, we're not allowed to eat it. So in other words, that's difficult. So we're creatures of habit, and so we're going to eat the chametz if given the allowance to do so. Again, this is all an explanation of the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Masha'enke, when it comes to Chadash, so from the beginning, from the time that the grains start growing, we have it in our mind, we're not allowed to eat it. So the whole starting point of Chadash is Chadash Asr. Then you're not allowed to eat the Chadash. And only after we bring the Omer, then we're allowed to eat it. So because our mindset for Chadash and Chametz are different, Chadash from the beginning we know it's Asr, so therefore we train ourselves to know that it's Asr. Chametz, we eat it year-round. It's hard to rewire ourselves. That's the difference between chametz and chadash. Amar Rava, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Kasha, Rabbanan Lo Kasha. So Rava says, look, okay, good. So we've answered half the question, but that's only half the question. What about the steerer between the chacham and the chachamim? Meaning, Ela Amar Rava, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Lo Kasha, Kedushanina. So as far as the steerer between Rav Yehuda's, we've answered that. Rabbanan Lo Kasha. Now, what about the steerer between the chachamim? Now, again, let's refresh ourselves. What's the steer between the chachamim when it comes to chametz? So the chachamim allow us to search for chametz even at a time when it's asr. The chachamim are not concerned that we're going to eat it. Meanwhile, the chachamim of our Mishnah says that when it comes to chadash, no, you can't work with chadash until the omer is brought. So that's dira. So the Gemara says, lokashi uatzma mechazer la sofo mecha achel minei. And so the Gemara says, again, I can answer for the chachamim very easily. Look, when it comes to chadash, we plan on eating it. All right, so let's have a little bit now. Meaning, the whole plan over here is to eat the chadash. Granted, we have to wait, but okay, you know, some of us don't like waiting. But when it comes to the search for chametz, it's a mission. We are here to search and destroy. So we're on a mission to search and destroy chametz. So no one's going to eat it because we know what we're doing over here. We're looking for chametz specifically for the purpose of destroying the chametz. Good. So that is a wonderful answer to explain the discrepancy between the Chachamim by Chametz versus the Chachamim by Chadash. Rav Ashi Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda Lokasha. Now Rav Ashi himself is going to attempt to give a third answer. So now we have so far two approaches on how to resolve the discrepancy between Rav Yehuda here versus the Rav Yehuda of Bedikas Chametz. We have Rav's answer, we have Abai's answer. The Gemara now is going to try to give a third answer, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda Lokasha Kamechali Tanan. You know what, our Mishnah, if you read our Mishnah carefully, it doesn't just say any grains, but it says kemach kali. It's roasted grains. Now, I generally assume that roasted grains are edible. Right now, the Gemara is assuming roasted grains are inedible. Okay, I don't know. Meaning, that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. And so, right, in fact, Rashi says, ein ru'uyin la'achila, ke'ein kemach shalanu, kemach haba mitvur shenithyav shabetanur. Okay, so it's basically oven dried. And at this point in time, it's not edible. It needs more preparation. So in other words, so you know what? Our Mishnah that says that according to Rav Yehuda, we're not worried. Oh, you know why we're not worried? Because at this point in time, it's been rendered inedible. So the Gemara says, V'had Rav Ashi Berusahi. But you know what? Rav Ashi's answer, it's... Now, we sometimes have the Girsa of Bedusa. Sometimes it's the Girsa of Berusa. And every time this line comes up in the Gemara, it comes up often. So it could either mean Berusa from the word Berah, outside, meaning keep this answer outside of the base measures. It doesn't belong in the base measures. It's not a recognized answer. Bedusa, it's a similar idea, but the word bedisa in Aramaic means it's like, it's humorous. It's like a humorous answer. It's a, right, an answer that we're not supposed to take super seriously. Either way, basically, the answer is not a, it's not a successful answer. Because tenach mi kali ve'elachad kali ma'ikal ha'memar. Because consider, great. So we're going to take these grains, we're going to roast in an oven and render them inedible. Okay, but prior to that point in time, they're edible. So what do you have to say about that? And v'chite ma'achanam ayide kifufu uchidurava. And the Gemara says, okay, well, maybe when we're doing all the preparation of the harvesting, so we're going to do a shinui, like the Gemara suggested earlier. Based ashlachim d'shari k'sira ma'ikal ha'memar. Okay, but let's go to our irrigated fields. Our irrigated fields, we can harvest there. And there's no concern whatsoever that we have to do it with any kind of shinui. Elahad Rav Ashi Berusahi. So the Gemara says, okay. So Rav Ashi's answer is to be taken outside. It's not to be considered as one of the accepted authoritative answers in terms of how to deal with the discrepancy of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the sugya, continuing in the Mishnah. It's Mishkarva Omer, Hutar Chadash Miyad. Once the Omer is brought, so that's it. The Omer is a Matir. So from the moment that the Omer is brought, so now Chadash is no longer Asr, Chadash now becomes Mutter. I could say it another way, like we did earlier this morning, it's not Chadash anymore, meaning it's now Yashan, and so therefore you can eat it and Miyad. And you don't have to wait. Meaning, if you're in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash and you know that the Omer has been brought, good. So take the grains and enjoy them. Now, what if you don't live in the vicinity of Yerushalayim? And it is Chol HaMoed, so you can take texts, but I have a really good feeling they didn't have that texting back then. So you're now well outside of Yerushalayim, and you know it's the 16th day of the Omer, and you know the Kohanim are going to bring the Karban Omer. It's just that right now, how are you going to get that information? Okay. If the Mishnah were written with the kind of communication that we have nowadays, obviously the halacha would be different. But back in the day, where communication was a bit of an issue, so how do you know? You're living outside of the environs of Yerushalayim, so basically set your clock to midday. By midday, you know for sure that the Kohanim are people who are Zrizim, they're competent, this is a once in a year carbon opportunity, they're going to bring it by midday. The Mishnah says you can bet on it. Not only bet on it, meaning, but in other words, you can eat the grains, assuming that now it's mutter. Now, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so now, really, we can ask a very simple question. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so there's no longer a carbon omer, so what's the matir? Okay, now, probably you know the answer already, and it's coming up in the Gemara, and the answer is the day serves as a matir. The 16th day of Nisan is itself the matir. We can then, once we answer the question, we can ask another question. Which part of the day is going to be serving as the matir? Is it the beginning of the day? Is it the end of the day? So stay tuned, that part's not going to be clear. But in the meantime, however, Mishachar V'ezimikdash Hitkin Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai She'e Yom HaNef Kolo Asr. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a gzera. Now, he didn't make a gzera, he made numerous gzeras. This happens to be one of the gzeras that he made, and that we are not allowed to eat chadash until the end of the day of the 16th. Sounds like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai that me'ikar hadin, you'd be allowed to eat it at an earlier point in time, but as a gzera derabanan, we are banned from eating it all the way to the end of the 16th. We have to wait until the night of the 17th. Stay tuned, we'll talk more about that later on. Amar Rav Yehuda v'lo min haTorah hu asur shenemar ad etzem hayom hazeh mimnei ma'am rechokim mutarim mechatzos hayom l'alan mimnei she'en yodim she'en beisim mesatzlam bo. Now Rav Yehuda fundamentally disagrees. What do you mean a takana that we're waiting till the end of the day? It's not a takana, it's ikar hadin. Meaning the Torah wants us to wait till the end of the day. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, and now we need the Yom in order to serve as a matir, it's not the beginning of the day, but rather it's the end of the day. The Torah says, Ad etzem hayom hazeh. Ad, as understood by Rav Yehuda, means ad ve'ad bechlal, meaning up to and including that day. So that means to say that without a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have to wait till the end of the day. Min ha-Torah. Not as a takana derabanan. We'll talk more about that also in the Gemara. And then the Mishnah ends off by saying that from the Chatz, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, why from Chatzos are we allowed to eat our grains? Because then when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Omer is serving as the Matir, and we know that the Kohanim are not lazy people.
There's a concept of Mitzvah Yom Kekula, right? Why can't we use
not all the time. Not in certain areas of Halacha, so we say Mitzvah Yom Kekula. When generally speaking, when we're finishing a count, like by Avelos. So we're counting with days 1 through 7. On day 7, Mitzvah Yom Kekula. Right? By Shivan Akim. So in other words, you're counting. So on the 7th day, so already she can tov on the mikvah in the day. Mitzvah Yom Kekula. Granted, she has to finish the day. In other words, generally speaking, you will find that the Mitzvah Yom Kekula concept comes at the end of a count. Not on a single event. Okay. Rav Ushmul da Amritar Vayu. We are now on the Gemara on Menachos Amechesam and Aleph, and the following debate amongst the Amoraim. Bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim Omer Matir, Bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim Heir Mizrach Matir. Rav and Shmuel both agreed to the following position. Once, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so the Omer serves as a Matir, allowing us to eat all the new grains. In the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, so the Yom is going to be the Matir. And which part of the Yom? So according to Rav and Shmuel, Heir Mizrach, the morning. Meaning once the eastern sky is lit. Really interesting Rashi, by the way, because usually when you hear the words Heir Mizrach, so you understand that to be dawn. If you look at the Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi says, Netzach Chamashot Tezayin, Aval Leilo Asar. So Rashi over here talks about sunrise. It's an interesting Rashi, right? Usually when we talk about Heir Mizrach, we're talking before sunrise. An hour and change before sunrise. Okay.
That's at the 16th.
Right.
So it means there's no time is prohibited except the night before. But obviously the night before, they never brought a korban on the night.
No, when there was no Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So when there was no Beis HaMikdash, so the morning of the 16th is the Matir.
The morning of the 16th.
Right, the morning of the 16th. So my time Trey Craig Sivi. And the reason, explains the Gemara on behalf of Rav and Shmuel, is because let's take a look at two psukim. One pasuk says, Ad hiviachem, until you bring the Omer. The other pasuk says, Ad etzem hayom hazeh, the day itself. Which one is it, the Omer or the day? And the answer is, yes. They're both a matir. Ha ketzah, kam bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim, kam bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim. So when there is a Beis HaMikdash, the Omer is a matir. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Yom is a matir. And according to Rav and Shmuel, which part of the Yom? The morning. Okay, you just need the beginning of the day. Rav Yochanan v'Yish Lakish Dami Tavayu Afilu bezman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim heir mizrach matir. So the Gemara then brings in the opinions of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they take a really interesting approach. And that is that really, the Yom is always a matir. Even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Yom is going to be the matir.
Not the korban?
Right. I know. Now, it's not the first time we've heard this. We've heard this machlokes Rav and Shmuel versus Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish earlier. But yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Not the korban. Now, the Gemara asks a lot of simple questions. I feel as much as makes this crime. Now, what about the fact that the Torah says, until you bring the Omer, the mitzvah? The Gemara says, yeah, no, that's just a mitzvah min hamavchar. Mitzvah min hamavchar to bring the carbon, but that's not the matir. The matir is the day. The Gemara continues to ask, Mishakarva Omer, Hutar Chadosh Miyad. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, when does Chadosh become Mutar? Only after the Omer is brought. How are Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish going to explain the Mishnah? And again, the same answer. Limitzvah. Min hamavchar, we should wait until the Omer is brought. Right? Out of respect for the Omer. However we're going to say it. But in other words, but me'ikar hadin, the morning is a matir. Hayah matir b'medina v'shtei alachim b'mikdash. So the Gemara says, what about the Mishnah, which we're going to see in just a moment? That it is a matir b'medina, meaning when the Omer is brought, so all of the Jewish people now in Eretz Yisrael are allowed to eat their grains, and the shtei alachim serves as a matir for the grains in the base of Mikdash. Again, lemitzvah, same answer. It's going to be the repeated answer. The constant refrain of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, lechatchila, or not even lechatchila. Mitzvah min hamavchar. That's just simply the preferable way is to wait until the Omer. But really, the day is the matir. Mishachar beis hamikdash. We continue now. We're on Samach Chesamad Beis. The Gemara continues that when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Hitkin Rav Yochanan Zakeh Shei Yom Anef Kolo Aser, that the entire day should become Aser. My time, and why? Why should that be? So Meheri Yibana beis hamikdash v'yamri shakim milo yachlana beher mizrach hashina minecha. Because look, let's take the following into consideration. Let's say that the base of Mikdash is going to be built in the Bimhera Biamenu, it's going to be built in an instant, in a moment. And what's going to happen, again, it goes back to the idea that we're creatures of habit. If let's say annually we'd be enjoying Chadash on the morning of the 16th, and for almost 2,000 years now, year after year, we have looked at the morning of the 16th as our matir, and now all of a sudden the base of Mikdash rolls around, but we're going to still keep to our habits, even with the Mashiach, even with the Beis HaMikdash. We're still going to keep to our habits. And we're going to be enjoying the Chadash when? In the morning. And, V'lo yadig dishake lo haya omer, herem izrach matir. V'hashadika omer, omer matir. And what we're not going to realize is, no, with the Beis HaMikdash now, new world order. Meaning, without the Beis HaMikdash, sunrise on the 16th is the matir. But now that the Beis HaMikdash is here, what is the matir? Not sunrise. But the carbon omer. And so now, we are making, now consider the Gemara's question. We are making an entire Gezerah de Rabbanan. Now, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's very good. Because Me'ikar Hadin, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the omer is a matir. But according to Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the only reason why we're waiting for the omer is just a hiddur. It's a mitzvah min hamavchar. And the rabbis are going to make a gzera derabanan, all for a heder. The Gemara asks this very question. The isak adacha le mitzvah, mishum, mitzvah lekin v'legzor. So just for a heder, the rabbis are going to make a gzera derabanan. It doesn't warrant a gzera derabanan. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Yochanan ben Zakeh b'shitas Rav Yehuda Amra. The Amra min haTorah aser. So the Gemara says now, in defense of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, no. As far as Rav Yochanan Zakeh is concerned, he fundamentally agrees with Rav Yehuda. What is the matir? The day. But which part of the day? The entire day. So Shenamar ad etzem hayom hazeh ad itzumo shel yom v'kasavar ad v'ad bechlal. The day is the matir, and the word ad over here, we understanding in the context of ad v'ad bechlal, so that means that you need to get through the entire day before we can eat the chadash. Umi savar la kavasei v'hamiflag palig aleha. So the Gemara says, that's really interesting. So now in defense of Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, we're saying is that Rav Yochanan Zakeh agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Did you read the Mishnah? Meaning the Mishnah, the way it's constructed, does not seem to say that at all. Did not, and the Gemara says, let's review. Mishchar beis hamikdash hitkin Rav Yochanan Zakeh shei yom hanef kolo aser. I'm Rav Yehuda, alam min haTorah hu aser. Ki dichtiv ad etzem hayom hazeh. So, in fact, when you read the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda is hearing Rav Yochanan Zakeh, and Rav Yehuda says, you've got to be kidding me. You think that that without a beis hamikdash, the morning is matir? That's not correct. It's the evening that's matir. So, how can you now tell me that Rav Yochanan Zakeh is agreeing with Rav Yehuda when meanwhile Rav Yehuda, as the Mishnah is presently constructed, does not seem to be agreeing with Rav Yochanan Zakeh? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda hu dekatai. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Yehuda made a mistake, meaning made a mistake in his understanding of Rav Yochanan Zakeh. Hu savar Rav Yochanan Zakeh min derabanan kamar v'lohi, meaning he thought that when Rav Yochanan Zakeh says that we're waiting the entire day, that's a din derabanan. And for very good reason, by the way. In other words, let's give Rav Yehuda credit. Meaning, what did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai say? Hitkin Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. That sounds like it's a takana. So, bavalohi, midaraisa kamar. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, min hator, you have to wait until the end of the day. Vahitkin ketani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he did say the word hitkin, correct? So my hitkin, darash vihitkin. Now, institution over here does not mean rabbinic institution. Institution over here means he instituted the din da araisa. Perhaps, I'm suggesting, the Gemara doesn't... The Gemara doesn't say this, but perhaps, as a suggestion of mine, maybe people were relaxing this particular halacha, and so therefore what he did is he had to basically, he needed an educational campaign. So Darish Vehitkin, meaning he expounded and he instituted, meaning basically had to reinstitute, which was already the halacha, that you have to wait until the end of the day. Okay. So Adkan. So basically now we are at the end, almost at the end of the sugya. So basically, we are not allowed to eat new grains until, so here it depends, whether it was a Beis HaMikdash or whether there was no Beis HaMikdash. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Omer is a Matir. No Beis HaMikdash, morning is a Matir. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai moved it till the evening of the 16th. And the what I just presented is all according to Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, no, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash. What's the Matir? The morning's the Matir. Even when there was a Beis HaMikdash. What about the Pasuk? What about the Mishnah that says the Omer? We have to wait till the Omer? Formality. Hider mitzvah. Mitzvah min ha-mufchar. But the truth of the matter is the Yom is a Matir under all circumstances. And then how to understand the Takana of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai? So we have two ways to understand it. Either it's Mamash Adin D'Rabbanan, Egzera D'Rabbanan, because we're creatures of habits, and then we go into a year where the Beis HaMikdash is built, and we're not going to understand that last year and the last 2,000 years we've been eating Chadash in the morning, and now we're going to be waiting, and now we have to wait until the actual Karban Omer is brought. So one way to understand Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is it's Mamash, it's a Takana. Or the other way to understand it, suggests the Gemara, is that no, he fundamentally agrees with Rav Yehuda, and that Me'ikar Adin, you have to wait until the end of the day. Okay, and with all that stated, so now, by the way, there's a really, really large question, in other words, an elephant in the room, in terms of our general attitude toward the Isra of Chadash. But I'm going to leave that out of the discussion for now. Let's just deal with the Gemara, and the Gemara now is going to deal with one last issue. In Galus, so we observe 2 days Yom Tov. And the reason why we observe 2 days Yom Tov is because Sfeika D'Yoma. So that means to say that on the 15th day of Nisan, Pesach. But we're not sure it's the 15th, meaning it may be the 14th. So what do we do the next day? We also observe Pesach. Sfeika D'Yoma. Okay, good. We're all familiar. Good. So now let's transfer that over to the 16th day of Nisan. So on the 16th day of Nisan, okay, good. So who do we hold like? Let's hold like Rav Shmuel, let's hold like Rav Yochanan, like Reish Lakish, whoever you want to hold like. At this point in time, doesn't matter. But in other words, until at the 16th of day, we're not allowed to eat grains. Once the 16th day is over, so now we're allowed to eat the new grains. Wait 1 second. Sfeika D'Yuma. Meaning, today may be the 16th, but tomorrow also may be the 16th. So, in Galus, when observing the Isser of Chadash, should we wait another day? Stay tuned. That's the Gemara's next discussion.
That's just
not big deal, right? No, wait. All factors will be considered. So Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Achli Chadash be'Orta d'Chitzar Nage Shivsar. So the Gemara says that one group of Amorayim, so they would wait until the night of the 17th, meaning the end of the 16th, the end of the day of the 16th. Meaning Kasavre, and the Gemara goes on to explain. Chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'rabbanan, meaning the din chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael is a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'araisa. Ulesveika lo chayshinan. And why do we need to wait another day? Because of a sveika d'yuma. For a sveika d'yuma on a din d'rabbanan, no need. No need to do so. That's their thought process. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi achli b'tzafra d'shivsar. Now, the rabbis of Rav Ashi, meaning in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, so they were more machmer. They would wait till the morning of the 17th before eating their chadash grain. Kasavri chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'araisa. They're of the opinion that chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael is not a din d'rabbanan, but a din d'araisa. Now, it is interesting because it's an agricultural law. Generally speaking, agricultural laws are limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Isser of Chadash being not just limited to Eretz Yisrael, but applying Chutz Arts as well. See the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, for more discussion on this topic. But meanwhile, they're of the opinion that the Isser Chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael is an Isser Da'araisa. And Rav Yochem Ezakim Midrabanan Kamar. V'chitakin le'yom ha'nef l'sveika lo takin. Now, as far as now waiting for the entire day, so in other words, so let's consider. Chadash now is an Isser Daraisa, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So now, wait for the 16th, wait the entire day of the 16th. And now what about the 17th? Wow. So there, they look. On the 17th, may Iker Hadin, let's say the 17th is really the 16th. May Iker Hadin, we can already eat in the morning. Why do I have to wait till the end of the 17th? Because of a takana of Rav Yochem and Zakkai. Rav Yochem and Zakkai's takana was only for the Iker day of the 16th, the secondary day, the observed 16th, meaning the day following. For that, Rav Yochem and Zakkai did not make his takana. Amar Avin Amar Le'aim. And you see how the progression is now going. So the Amoraim are getting more machmer on this particular topic. Amar Le'aim Avucha lo hava achal chadash ela be'orta. So Ravina says that I was reported to be by my mother about my father's practice. Apparently he himself did not know. But in any event, here's what your father did not do. Your father would not eat chadash ela be'orta deshivso nagitam nesar. In other words, he would wait for the entire 16th and the entire 17th. Only on Erev Yudches, on the night of the 18th, then and only then he would start eating chadash. Why? To savalak Rav Yehuda v'chayish l'sveika. He subscribes to the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that the entire day is asur me'ikar hadin as a din daraisa, and then sveika and sveika diuma. Meaning we don't know if the 16th is the 16th, or maybe the 17th is the 16th. And so as a result of that, he would wait the entirety of the 16th and the 17th before he would eat from chadash grains. Okay, I'll raise the question. I'm not going to give the answer now. It's a long protracted answer. But in other words, clearly from the Gemara, it's so clear from the Gemara that Chadash is Asr, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. So for us living now in the Gullus for so many years, for hundreds and now thousands of years, so it seems to be that our attitude towards Chadash has relaxed. The generally speaking, I mean, it's clear from the Gemara, the Amoraim were super concerned about Chadash even entertaining the idea of not only it being Asr on the 16th, but even Sveik de Yuma that we observe in Galus, in Chutz Aretz. So how is it that our attitudes towards Chadash has relaxed over the years? It's a strong question. There are answers. I'm not going to give them now.
It's coming back, though.
Yeah, right. There's a renaissance. I know. There are,
I think all you is considering that.
You're correct. All this is good. The question is really strong. In other words, we tend to ignore the entire Issa altogether.
So when do we study?
We don't wait at all. Now, in other words, we're not going out into the field and actually harvesting the grains and actually eating it. But in other words, when we go to the markets and we buy our grains, like, we pay no attention to when it was grown, what year it came from.
It could have been from, last year, 2 years ago, the grain.
Okay, so it could have been. Okay, but generally speaking, by Yisurim, we're not that relaxed by Yisurim in general.
Nowadays, you don't do it
again.
Yesterday
I know I raised a question. I'm sorry. It demands an answer. But okay. It demands an answer. Okay. HaOmer. Let's continue in the Mishnah. HaOmer Hayamater b'Medina v'Shealachem b'Mikdash. Okay. So there are now two matirs in the Beis HaMikdash. This part's going to be a little bit confusing, I admit. But basically, there are two matirs. There's the matir of the Omer and the matir of the She'alachim. The She'alachim comes 50 days later. Now, I can ask the question really simple. If the Omer is a matir for the grain, so what exactly is the She'alachim doing serving as a matir? Meaning, permission was already granted to eat the grains. I need a second permission. And if I need a second permission, so what good was the first permission? So the obvious answer is that the first matir is the matir. The Shtei Alechem serves as a matir specifically for the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. Meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, you want to call it a higher level of Kedusha, however you want to explain it. For grains in the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to refrain from using any of the new grains in the Beis HaMikdash until the second matir rolls around, that second matir being the shtei alechem. Now, the Mishnah itself acknowledges, even though we said it, and I said it pretty clearly, but ein mevi'in minchas ubikurim, minchas behem akurim la'omer. Now, to bring grains from Chadash prior to the Omer being brought, so that's a categoric no. Im hevi pasol. Now, if you bring it, it's going to be disqualified because it's not mutter, it's aser. And anything that you and I cannot eat cannot go up onto the Mizbeach. However, so kodem l'shei alechem lo yavim hevi kasher. Now, let's say I take these grains and I bring it before the shei alechem is brought. Meaning, I'm using these grains as a mincha offering on the Beis HaMikdash, but before the shei alechem is brought. So here, the Mishnah says, shouldn't do it, but kasher. But it still works. In other words, fundamentally, the grains now are permitted. Because the Omer was brought, and the Omer served as a matir for these grains, and so therefore it's mutter. Either for karbanos, for menachos, we should be waiting for the shtei alechem. We should be waiting for the shtei alechem. But if we don't wait for the shtei alechem, we're not going to say it's possible. It's not disqualified.
I don't understand why the Pittsburgh Rebbe doesn't need chometz till after Shavuos from this.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, fine. Yalsev Rabbi Tarfon v'kakashile. So Rabbi Tarfon now asks the following question. Ma bein kodem l'omer l'kodem shei alechem. So what's the difference? So Amar l'fon of Yehuda ben Echemya, lo. Im amart kodem l'omer shekein lo hutem echla lo, it's a hejo. Tamar kodem shei alechem shehutem echla lo, it's a hejo. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Echemya gives an answer. And it's kind of intuitive, meaning it's the answer I would have given. Meaning, don't compare grain before the Omer versus grain after the Omer. Grain before the Omer, no one is allowed to eat it. Chadash is an Isser Gamor for everybody. After the Omer is brought, Chadash now is Mutter. Now, granted, again, for the Beis HaMikdash, we should refrain from using any new grains until the Shei Alechem is brought. But Chadash is now Mutter for the masses. And since it's Mutter now for the masses, so therefore, if grains were brought toward the Beis HaMikdash between the Omer and the Shei Alechem, even though you shouldn't, it's still going to be kosher because it's Hutter Mechlala.
The Shei Alechem is made of itself.
It's made out of wheat.
No, but which one? Chadash or Yashan?
Oh, in other words, it's going to, by definition, be Chadash. Meaning, when I say Chadash, meaning Chadash vis-a-vis the Beis HaMikdash. It's not chadash for you and I.
At the same time that they have to get things for Omer, they have to get flour for the shit.
Correct. No, in other words, what they'll use between the Omer and the Shei Alechem for the Beis HaMikdash is they'll use last year's grains.
Omer is barley.
Correct.
Shei Alechem is wheat.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct. Doesn't matter. In other words, the matir of the Omer is matir all grain. The matir of the Shei Alechem is matir all grains. So Gemara says good. So it's a good answer. Now, it was such a good answer, Shasak Rabbi Tarfon. Now Rabbi Tarfon was quiet, meaning, okay. In other words, he accepted the answer. Now Tzahavu Panav Shal Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya took satisfaction in that he quieted Rabbi Tarfon. And here is now where things take a dark turn. Because in other words, you have a question, somebody gives an answer, it's a convincing answer, okay. But to gloat over the answer? So already now, that no longer is Torah learned for the sake of learning Torah. That now is Torah in order to glorify an ego and to massage egos.
Happy. Maybe just happy, not proud.
You're a good human being and you like to see good in other people. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva now chastises and he gives tochacha. Yehuda tzavu panecha she'ashavta tzedakin. So really, so you're gloating now because you gave an answer to the elder and you quieted Rabbi Tarfon and that makes you happy? Tamani im tarich yamim. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'm wondering if you're going to make it through the end of this year.
Nope.
Amar Rabbi Huda, b'Rabbi Eli oso haperek pras haPesachaya. Now it's just a couple weeks before Pesach, kesha at least ilat seres. And now when it comes Shavuos time, so I'm making aliyah l'rego, sha'alti acharav, Yehuda ben Nechemya heichan hu. And I say, where's Yehuda ben Nechemya? Va'amr li niftar v'halach lo. And as Rabbi Akiva forecasted, so yeah, niftar v'halach lo. Now, what we can do, by the way, it's an observation. The Gemara doesn't say it, and quite frankly, Rashi doesn't say it. But we know that the students of Rabbi Kiva died, and Lo Nagu's Kavod Zelazeh, they didn't give honor to one to another, meaning basically Torah served as a way of self-aggrandizement. And so over here, in other words, this may very well be an example, and consider the time period. Meaning, the question and answer was asked before Pesach, but in terms of when it was his demise, between Pesach and Shavuos, during the Omer. So again, this very well may be a good example. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so let's put a mark over there. That's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow as we continue in the sixth parak of Menachos.